When we got to the bar station, it was like, how many?
I would say it was about 150.
Yeah, it was like.
That was on foot, and then about 50 that was on.
This is Oscar's godmother right here, this is Diane, and she was explaining what happened.
I'd like to say, first of all, give an honor to God and to the men of God that's in the house, and to all of our family that is sitting here, because you are a sitting family, so I'd like to say good afternoon to everybody. Thank you for all of your support. We as a family, we're very grateful and appreciative to everyone that is walking with us in this race, because we know the race is not given to the quick or to the swift, because you're the one that endured to the end.
That's right.
So. You know, Oscar was a very precious soul. He was not just an average young man. Not saying that average young men are not important, but because he came out of our household, he was a product of us as a family. Oscar was a gentleman that came into me and my family's life when he was a young baby in diapers. And watching this young man to be able to grow up, to be a father, a parent, was a beautiful thing. And to celebrate his birthday this year, not with him being present, it was hard. Just to be able to see what took place on the celebration of his birthday, and I'm just gonna keep it very honest and real, and if it don't apply to you, then don't tie the shoe. Okay, so don't take it personal. If it does not apply to you, don't tie the shoe. But we as a family, we went out and we prayed, and we asked God to give us the strength to go out, because we really wasn't gonna participate. But then we decided that we will participate. When we got out there, we seen about maybe 150 Hayward police officers on foot, geared up, ready to go. They're serving an army of the world, not an army of God. We understand that, because we're spiritual minded. And when we seen that, I told my sister, Oscar's mom, I says, that's okay, we're gonna march. And we're just gonna pray as we take our steps. I said, I already kind of have our pathway, the way we're gonna go. I already kind of set it out, which way we were gonna go so we can get to the city hall. When we got to the city hall, just to see all these police officers standing out, looking like they're ready to be terrorism. You know, that's what they are, I'm sorry. I am a woman of God, but we are dealing with women and men that are terrorists. They have badges. They have degrees saying that they are law officers. And I'm not ashamed to say, because the word of God will let you know plain and clear and straight about different military individuals, because it's all in the word of God. I don't care where you're reading from, it's all the same. But to see that, I was disturbed. I was so disturbed in my spirit, because not just to see the police officers out there that were on gear, but to see the police actually took away the path that we were gonna march. They took the path away that we wanted to march. They were letting us know, we have the badge and we're gonna lead the way and you're gonna follow. They did not give any room for us to be able to go the route we wanted. It took us an extra long route. They actually made us walk a little longer than what we expected to long. Okay, they took over the march in the city of Hayward, but pity them. Pity them, because they don't know that they're dealing with people that are being prayed up, word up.
That's right.
That are being people that, Oscar was a man that came out of an anointed camp. Okay? He came out of an anointed camp. So the law can do and say what they want to say and do. It's okay, because we're going to win this.
That's right.
We're going to win this. don't fit, don't lace it up or don't buckle it up.
That's right.
And I'm going to speak and I'm going to say what I feel because I'm going to keep it real with us all because we have to understand what it means to unite. Not just about Oscar Grant, but all the other young men and women that are victims of police brutality. I was very disappointed. We have a lot of organizations that are lifting up their signs and they want to march and they want to do all of this and that. No disrespect what I'm going to say. But where were they at when we really need them? Because they have more police out there than we have people supporting us celebrating Oscar Grant's birthday. And for us to look up and to see that as a family, we were hurt by that. Everybody was knocking on our doors telling us that they would be there to help us and they had some kind of contribution they want to give us and they want to do this and they want to do that. But when it came down to it to celebrate an important day to the family, we didn't have many organizations out there. We need to stop worrying about what organization we're a part of and let's come together. If the Muslim and the Christian can do it, then why can't the different organizations do it? What makes the organization so different? The Muslim is a very strong men and women of God. I'm not going to call them an organization because they're not that. They're our family. The Christians, there are strong women and men of God. And you put those two strong families together, it brings unity. And I was so surprised to see all the different organizations that it was just one organization out there. It was maybe one or two that I seen out there. And what I want to say to the organizations, please put your pride down. Put it down. It's not about who's going to get the most recognition, who's going to get the biggest donation check. Of what they're getting in. We don't care about the money. We don't care about, we want justice.
That's right.
And we need everybody to support us on this because if we notice even on the media, it's starting to waver away. It's wavering away, so it's going to take us as a family, not just as the Grant family, not just as the Johnson family, not just as the Christian family, as the Muslim family. It's going to take each and every one of us to come together and let's march together to stop police brutality in this country.
That's right.
Okay, in this country, not just join together and let's hold hands and let's walk together and let's strap up our boots together, let's buckle our shoes together and let's march.